Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Planet IRL interview series. We're happy to be joined today by the driver of the Vision Racing machine, Ed Carpenter. Ed, obviously a lot has been made about the recent news coming out of Vision Racing. Can you just give us a status update really on where the team is right now, where you hope to be going right now?
Well, I mean, the most I can really tell you is where we hope to be going. I mean, we still have hopes to field an IndyCar this season, you know, even if it's just the Indy 500, you know, but there, not much has really changed since last Thursday, when all the news came out and everything's been talked about. But, you know, we have a few people in the shop working on the cars. You know, obviously the majority of the 20 people we had were let go, or laid off, however you want to put it. But, you know, we have a few people there working, obviously. Pat Caporelli's in there working hard on her letters of campaign that her and my sister started. So we're pushing forward. We're looking for sponsorship to be able to continue racing and get our operation back at full force.
Now, at this point, can you tell us, has Menard officially broken their ties with Vision, or is that something that could come back here shortly in the near future?
Well, I mean, they weren't able to commit to us, you know, for the full season, you know, at the point in time which we needed them to, you know, saying that, you know, John and Tony still have a friendship, and, you know, definitely, you know, I don't think the door was completely closed for a future relationship. You know, it was just a situation where John couldn't commit to do something with us, you know, in the time frame where we needed a commitment to, you know, to keep everyone employed and, you know, to keep spending money. You know, it costs a lot of money to just to have a race team going, especially in the off season when, you know, everyone's just there working, and if there's people at the shop working, we're spending money. There's no way around that. So, you know, I'm hopeful that there can be a relationship in the future, but if not, you know, I'm still very grateful for everything John and Menard Stores have done for me, just, you know, all the way back to my USAC days and the past 2 years in IndyCar. You know, it's been a pleasure to drive the yellow car that all the fans love to watch so much.
Are the team already in talks with any potential sponsors, or is it kind of cold at this point?
We have a couple proposals still out, but definitely, you know, we're running out of bullets, so to speak. You know, we don't have a whole lot of things, and the things we're working on, it's hard for me to really know, you know, how good the chances are at this point. You know, it's getting pretty late, you know, awfully close to the start of the season, so, you know, the time's ticking pretty quick for us to be able to make the start of the year. But, you know, we don't quit. We're not going to give up until there's absolutely not a team left. So just have to keep working hard and keep trying and see what comes together.
Now, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, I mean, we're still looking at Indy Lights stuff, and, I mean, you know, there's a possibility that we'll just operate in the interim, you know, the Lights team potentially, but we can't even commit to that at this point.
At this point, does the team have resources to maybe even do just an Indy-only run?
Well, I mean, we have the assets. We have the cars and all the equipment, you know, so it's, you know, it's just a matter of getting some form of budget, you know, one, that can keep people employed, and, you know, two, then figure out, you know, what races we can do, if, you know, if it's just Indy. You know, it's hard to keep a competitive group of guys together, you know, the type of team we had. Those guys are no different than me. They want to be at all the races and competing. So, you know, some of the guys have moved on to, you know, to full-time positions elsewhere, and, you know, some of them are still working. Some of them are out looking for jobs and or waiting for us to get something going so they can come back to work.
One of the things that's kind of been rumored about is that Tony has shut this down because he just feels he's done with racing. He's tired of the slings and arrows that he's endured the last 15 years. Can you address that? What do you have to say to those people like that?
I laugh when I see stuff like that written. You know, all the you know, if you read any type of blogs or anything, you know, I mean, you see it. But you know, we're a racing family, and that's not something you just walk away from. You know, Tony's been around it his whole life, and it is our family business. And you know, by no means is he walking away from anything. It's, you know, I think people that are saying that obviously don't know much about him. You know, but he has not given up, and he wants to still support a new car and do that with the race team. So there's a lot of speculation with all the things that have happened, you know, over the past year with his former positions and statuses at the league, and by no means means that he is done with racing. Absolutely not.
Now, one of the tough parts about selling sponsorship at this time obviously comes from the standpoint of league exposure. Sponsors like to look at TV ratings. They like to look at attendance. And right now, neither of those areas are really blossoming.
They're not blossoming, but at the same time, there are very positive things that you can point out. I mean, through this economic downturn, you know, our TV ratings have, you know, relative to other sports other than the NFL, you know, have continued to grow. Our attendance has definitely still been growing through all of this, where especially NASCAR, their attendance rates are, you know, on a downward trend, where ours are still on an upward trend. So, you know, the sport's still growing, and it's, you know, when you see a company like Izod to sign on as the series sponsor, you know, there are a lot of positives. But from the team side, you know, we're struggling, and there's other teams struggling as well. So it's definitely a challenge. You know, the TV ratings, you know, Versus has done a great job, but at the same time, you know, we're not reaching as many households as we were when we were all ABC and ESPN, but at the same time, the coverage they provide and their commitment to the league is excellent. So it's something that you have to look at and understand and buy into, and they're a long-term partner, and they're going to continue to grow with the series. So it's not all negative, even though not all the numbers are what you'd like to see all the time.
Well, bringing up Izod, what has Izod done for the league just from a standpoint of having them involved? And have you been able to leverage that commitment from Izod when you go forward to other sponsors and say, hey, look, here's a partner, a very big-name partner that's investing their money and their resources in this league to help it go forward?
I mean, it's definitely something that we like to point out. You know, obviously, I don't want to say we've been able to leverage it to the point we'd like to, just because we don't have anyone signed. But you know, it's nice to be able to point out that we do have a major company and a major player. You know, one that's committed to the series, and two that is a market. You know, really, as much as anything, they sell clothes, but they're a marketing company, and they understand how to market and they're committed to the product of IndyCar racing.
Let's talk real quick about the fans and the outreach that Vision has done. I've said several times on our blog and in other places that there's nobody in auto racing, and maybe you could extend it to all of sports, a team that has reached out and connected with the fans the way Vision has. Through Twitter, through Facebook, through your tweet-ups at the races. What Pat and Michael have been able to do there, connecting to the fans, is really amazing. Really to the point where I think a lot of fans feel Vision is kind of our team. You know, we celebrated your great run at Kentucky, and we heard when we heard the news last week about things shutting down. What do the fans mean to the people inside Vision Racing?
You know, Pat and Michael, like you mentioned, they've done a, you know, an over-the-top job at, you know, developing our Facebook and Twitter sites, and, you know, the following that is created for Vision is, you know, is big. And we realize that all season, you know, between the tweet ups and stuff like that. But, you know, once you get to the events of this past week, I mean, you really realize just how much of a difference and connection that we've created with our fans. And, you know, it's hard to explain exactly, you know, how much that helps and what that means, you know, because there's been some tough days lately, and when you can read all the support and some of the letters that we've received and that people are sending, you know, to try to help us with our sponsorship search, you know, it makes it a lot easier and gives you that much more motivation to keep pressing and get this thing back together. So we want to be able to continue growing that fan base, you know, not have to walk away from it.
So the letter of reference campaign, can you give us an idea of really how that came about and really what it is that you hope to do with that?
That was between Pat and my sister Lauren, and I think just from the outcry of support that we were receiving as a team from all of our fans, you know, that we've created, you know, and that are following us through those sites, came up the idea that not everyone realizes the amount of support we're getting, you know, especially maybe Menards and other potential sponsors. So it's just a way to, you know, because the sponsor, that's why the sponsors are involved. Yeah, they need good TV time, but, you know, they need to know that fans want to buy their products and they will buy products that support race teams, you know, so it's there's not a lot of ways that fans can necessarily show that, you know, and so to be able to actually get a feel for that, I think it can be pretty powerful.
Can you give us any idea of roughly how many letters you guys have received now? Are we talking a couple dozen? Are we up to 100? Are we?
Oh no, we're well into the hundreds, you know, and they just keep coming. I was at the race shop earlier today, and Pat's been printing off every single one of them, and the printer just doesn't stop running. So it's amazing, and you know, it's not just amazing that we've received so many. You know, many of them are so well written, you know, and have so much, you know, there's a story to tell, you know, a lot of people that, you know, whether it's just about how they feel connected to our team or if it's, you know, they've been shopping at Menards since 1995 when they watched Scott Brayton go win the pole. I mean, there's people that specifically shop because they love the Indy 500 and they love, you know, seeing a Menards car out there. You know, it's amazing some of the letters that we've received, and they just keep coming.
Well, I think it would be amazing if it got to the point where, you know, we have 500 letters that you guys could put in a bound volume and Tony or yourself or Lauren, you guys can go to a potential sponsor and say, look, here's a book of 500 letters from our fans. And we know for every one of these, there's another 10 or 20 that couldn't write. And for every one of these, there's another 100 that are supporting our team. I think that would be extremely powerful.
It is. It's amazing. And that's the thing, you know, it's not just, you know, it's not just that we're wanting people to write in the Menards, you know, it's powerful. And, you know, whether it's Menards or another company, you know, for whoever the company is to realize that, you know, being on a car can have that influence on consumers, basically, you know, fans are consumers. We're all consumers. So, you know, if we can have that much influence and they're willing to go support a brand, you know, because of their involvement in our sport of IndyCar, you know, it can be extremely powerful, even though, you know, like you said, 500 letters, you know, it's not going to, if a company lost those 500 customers, they're not going to necessarily go broke. But like you said, you know, you have to, it's just 500 letters, you know, there's more people out there. And, you know, and if you give us time to continue growing and keep building, you know, our network of fans, you know, that number is just going to continue to grow.
Well, maybe we should make that a goal for the IndyCar Nation Online is 1,000 letters to Vision Racing.
Yeah.
We don't know We don't know where you are right now, but I think we can get you to 1,000. I think so too.
I think so too. If they keep coming at the rate they've been coming, you know, I see that happening fairly easily.
All right. Well, we'll push that then, and we'll make sure. I think there's been a great response from all of the online blogs, from Oil Pressure, from Press Dog, from My Name Is IRL 16th in Georgetown. We're all trying to promote this as well, and make sure that the fans really show their support for your team, for your sponsors, for the league in general. And I think we can continue to push this and make it so all of the fans can show their appreciation to the sponsors and to really what they allow all of us to do and to love.
Exactly. And we, you know, we hope that we can get back on track and keep giving back to show our appreciation for all the support that we've received.
Well, we hope so too. Ed, thanks so much for joining us today. I know you guys have been busy and these are tough days for you guys at Vision, but we know you'll come through, you'll hold your head up high, and you'll represent yourselves in the league very well.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So there's Ed Carpenter of Vision Racing. We certainly thank Ed for coming on board today and talking with us about the current status of Vision Racing and what they're doing to move forward. I would strongly encourage all of the fans to write that letter of reference to Vision Racing that they can take to their sponsors and say, look, here is our letters that we have of support from our fans who want to support you as you support our team. I've talked with Pat Caporale from Vision Racing, and I know right now they're between 150 and 200 letters. So I know that getting 500 letters of reference in the near future is not impossible. The IndyCar family always seems to go above and beyond what is ever asked of them, and I'm sure at this point we can do likewise. Of course, it's not just about Vision Racing. There's no team in IndyCar right now that is turning away sponsorship because they just have too much. Whatever your team is, whether it's Penske, Ganassi, Andretti, Dale Coyne, HVM, Panther Racing,